Section 14.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Harrison. Please take a seat. My name is James Rogers, and I'm dealing with your case while my colleague, Susanna Foyle, is on maternity leave. I can see you've had quite a battle with your former solicitors, and to be honest, I haven't found them very helpful either. However, we have made some good progress over the past few days, which I can update you on now.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. It's nice to meet you. It's also very nice to hear there's been some progress.
Yes, it is. We didn't get very far at all when we were dealing with the problem ourselves, and I think Susanna Foyle struggled with this as well.
Well, it hasn't been easy. I think it might be useful to have a quick review of the facts, given that I'm new to this case and also given that, until this week, you hadn't seen any progress in the case for several months.
Yes, that's no problem. Please go ahead.
Now, as I understand it, you moved to London from Oxford in August 2002, and you bought a house in Oxford Road, Tottenham, using solicitors Macaulay LLP to carry out all your legal work connected with the purchase.
Yes, that's right. Their bill was around £1,500 in total, for conveyancing and various other legal bits and pieces. A lawyer called Joanne Phillipson dealt with it. She seemed very efficient.
Okay, and then in February, just gone, you wanted to change your mortgage lender. Is that right?
Yes. When we bought the house in Tottenham, we borrowed £200,000 from Barclays Bank over a period of 20 years. But earlier this year, we decided to switch to a new lender to try and get a better deal. And that's when we realised there was a problem.
Which was that you had never been properly registered as the legal owners of the property in Tottenham with the Land Registry. The house was still registered in the name of the previous owners in 2010, even though you'd pay for it and had been living in it for approximately 8 years.
Precisely. We also found out that the stamp duty, which should have been paid when we purchased the house, had never been paid. It led to all sorts of problems, and when we complained about this firm to the Law Society, who regulated solicitors' conduct before the Solicitors Regulation Authority took over, they just advised us to get another law firm to take action against the first one, which is what we did.
But you never actually paid the stamp duty due to Macaulay LLP, is that right? They never at any point asked you to pay it.
No, they didn't. We paid everything they gave us a bill for, but we mustn't have had a demand from them for the stamp duty. Then, when we moved into the house, we just forgot about it.
Then, it must have showed up as an outstanding amount on their accounts. It leads me to wonder why no one in the accounts department at the firm ever followed this up, even if the solicitor omitted to ask you for the payment. Dear me, they're not coming out of this well, are they?
Indeed not. To add insult to injury, they completely ignored our first few letters and phone calls. We had to threaten them with a letter to the local newspaper before we got any response from them at all.
And what was their response to your threat to write to the local newspaper?
They wrote to us immediately. That got a response all right.
Except the reply wasn't what we expected. They didn't mention their own mistakes at all. They warned us if we printed anything about them that wasn't true and which harmed their reputation, they'd take legal action. Reputation? What a cheek.
Well, that can only have added fuel to the flames. As far as I understand it, that's where you were with the story to date.
Yes, that's as far as we've got so far.
Well, I've got good news. I've been chasing this matter up over the last few days, and this morning I spoke to a partner at Macaulay LLP, a gentleman named Keith Fawcett. He told me, somewhat unhelpfully, that her files were moved to other solicitors. So it seems that a decision was made not to replace the solicitor dealing with your house purchase, even temporarily, but to share out her work. In any event, things went badly wrong and your home was left registered to the previous owners. As for the situation since February, Mr. Fawcett blames delays on solicitors acting for your home's previous owners. They've now obtained the seller's signatures on a new transfer And the good news is that your ownership was finally registered several days ago.
Oh, what a relief. I'm not sure whether to laugh or cry. Thank you very, very much.
Not at all. We're happy to help. The other good news is that Macaulay LLP tells me that it accepts responsibility for any damages or losses linked to its failure to register your property. We will calculate, for example, how much you would have saved by switching mortgages. There are other factors too, such as the worry and stress you suffered after finding you were living in a house you couldn't remortgage or sell.
And what about this firm's fees, Mr. Rogers? Will they be covered as well?
Certainly. We work out a total sum which is acceptable to you in order to settle this matter, including your reasonable legal fees, and we write to Mr. Fawcett over the next day or two. Hopefully we can then draw a line under the whole sorry business. Does that sound like a solution?
It does. Thank you very much, Mr. Rogers.
No problem at all. I'll be in touch when I have the letter drawn up and we get it off as soon as we can.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. Take care.